Hello, welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. My name is Joshua, and today I'd like to talk about healing as an act of service. And this is something that I've just recently started to understand on a deep level. I had seen this video about this African tribe, and they said that the person with mental illness, two things. One, they would actually become the shaman after they went through their healing journey. And two, they would say that the tribe is sick or their family is sick, not just that that individual is sick. And I've heard this about other indigenous cultures as well, such as in Hawaii. And the concept really resonated with me because when I was going through it, I felt like my family's dysfunction, and you could even say the broader context of society's dysfunction, was being kind of focused or funneled through me. Like I was like the scapegoat in my family. I felt like there was a lot of dysfunction going on, but because I was the one that had a label, I was kind of being blamed for it. Or it was kind of like being funneled through me. So I just really resonated with this, and I think through my healing process, I've also learned that, we're not an island. You know, every relationship that we have with people or with nature or with our society, our community, our relationships are part of who we are. They're part of what make up our reality. And we can't be separated from them. We're not like this separate entity, that's not affected by the people around us and vice versa. So it's really, you know, we're really relational beings in this world, I believe. So I just really kind of was attracted to that concept. And through my healing process, when I, you know, part of the healing is healing my relationship to the world. Part of the healing was healing how I was adapting to my environment, how I was relating to the people, you know, maybe my anger or resentment of the people around me. So part of the healing process and healing the illness was healing those relationships as well. And it was really kind of an eye-opening experience for me and kind of unexpected. I just didn't realize it to be like that. I didn't think it would be like that. But, you know, as I deepen my healing and my relationships, I'm just really starting to understand it more clearly. And I'm starting to realize that healing, you know, by healing my little locus, my little node of consciousness, and my relationship with the external world, I'm actually healing a wound in the world. I'm realizing that it's bigger than myself, that through healing my illness, what I have control over, you know, that's actually creating healing in the world. And there's significance to that. It matters. I think it's easy in our day and age to feel insignificant and feel like we're just kind of this invisible speck that isn't really making a huge impact on the world. And you know, we think to make an impact, we have to do this really big, large, well-known thing, right? And some people impact things that way, but I think most people have tremendous, invaluable impact just on the day-to-day little interactions, the little kindnesses, the little forgivenesses. And I think for someone with a mental illness, I think healing from the illness within ourselves can be the greatest act of service we could do for the world. If only that, if that's the only thing we accomplish in our lifetime, I think we will have had tremendous significance on the planet and on humanity. And it's just so important because oftentimes, I've felt like I just kind of don't matter. I'm just not really doing something meaningful or making big waves. But I think just in healing from the illness alone, even if I didn't write the book or didn't put out the podcast or the blog, even if I didn't tell anyone except like the people I know in my life, just the act of healing from it, I believe heals a wound in the world that happened to be focused on me, but it created healing. And I think that, you know, that consciousness then affects everything, because, you know, we're all connected through the collective consciousness. So within my own healing, I'm, you know, part of that collective consciousness is healing. And I just thought that was just so cool, just to have that realization and to come to that understanding. So just know that each and every one of us is tremendously significant. The universe is not the same with us as it is without us. We have that much impact on the entire universe. You know, we matter tremendously. I think, you know, from a divine perspective, and all the way to a really practical perspective, we matter. So, just food for thought, and I wish you the best on your healing journey. It's full of joy and suffering and the whole mix. And it's just part of the rich experience of life here. And it's tremendously valuable, and it's worth it. So I'm grateful for it. And I wish you the best. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about my healing journey, you could check out my website, healingschizoaffective.com, where I put blog posts and there's some videos and just much, you know, deeper explanation of my journey and how I healed and tools and techniques. So check it out, and thank you.